You are listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
This network is supported by our listeners. You can become a supporting member by going to archpodnet.com/members and signing up. As a supporting member, you have access to high-quality downloads of each show and a discount at our future online store, and access to show hosts on a members-only Slack team. For professional members, we'll have training shows and other special content offered throughout the year. Once again, go to archpodnet.com/members to support the network and get some great extras and swag in the process. That's archpodnet.com/members.
This is episode 214. For the 2nd of August, 2017.
On today's show, Kenneth Fetter talks about the Town Creek Indian Mounds State Historic Site from his book, Ancient America, 50 Archaeological Sites to See for Yourself. All right, Ken, welcome back to ARC 365, and tell us about Town Creek Indian Mounds State Historic Site.
Yeah, and the state we're talking about is North Carolina. One of the themes, I'm talking about the mound sites, especially the temple mound sites, the ones that date to after about 900 AD 900 in the American Midwest and Southeast, is the diversity of habitats and the geographic stretch of all of these places. So we're looking at sites all over the American Midwest and the American Southeast. And Town Creek Mound is about as east as you're going to get. We talk about Crystal Mounds in Florida as the southernmost Temple Mound site, Flat Top Mound site, and Town Creek is about as far east as you're going to get. It's primarily what you got is a big Flat Top Mound, and on top of that, it's very well-maintained site. On top of that, they've reconstructed the house that archaeologists were able to figure out was there based on the archaeology. So there were post molds in the ground, there's evidence of a structure, and they've reconstructed that structure based on the raw materials that the archaeologists were able to recover. And it's wattle and daub structure, so it's upright elements of logs, of small logs, and then woven between those logs are smaller pieces of wood, smaller branches, and the whole thing is covered with a mud, like plaster, essentially. And then the roof is made out of thatch, so it's a thatched roof. And they've done a beautiful job of reconstructing it and getting to go inside, and you have a feeling for what it must have been like to be the chief, to be the religious elites at that site. My favorite part of Town Creek Mound, though, is of all the archaeological sites I've been to, of all of the mound sites I've been to, a number of them have attempted to reconstruct the palisade. The palisade is the wall, usually made out of logs, the wall that encompasses sometimes the entire site, but more often it's the central business district of the site, where the elite people live and where important ceremonies take place. Cahokia, which we've talked about in another podcast, is the largest of these Temple Mount sites, had a gigantic palisade, and no, they haven't been able to reconstruct the whole thing. That would have taken 20,000 logs. So they reconstructed a little bit of it, and that's fine, but it's like, you know, about 20 feet of the palisade. I think it's Angel Mounds in Indiana has, again, about a 50 or 75-foot stretch. We haven't talked about Angel yet. We'll talk about that later in another podcast. It's got about a, you know, maybe 50 or 75-foot stretch of the palisade. The palisade at Town Creek Mound is, I think, the best, most authentic looking, and the most extensive of the reconstruction efforts. It really is a thing of beauty. It's quite pretty. So it's a series of upright posts that have been laid into the ground following the footprint of the archaeological evidence that said, yeah, there was a palisade here. So these upright posts, and they've got to be 15 or 20 feet high. And then again, woven between those are smaller elements of branches and bark. And then the whole thing covered, just as the house was at Town Creek Mound, with a with daub, with mud, which, yeah, I mean, every time it rains, you're going to have to continually redo that, which is why I think at Town Creek Mound, the reconstructed surface is an artificial surface. So they don't have to, every time it rains, they don't have to go patch it. And it includes the entryway to the site, which is really cool how the two walls overlap, but there's an entryway between them. It includes bastions, and those are elements of these sites. And this is we know about some of these places because of Hernando de Soto and other Spanish explorers who actually saw these places and described them. But these bastions kind of they jut out from the main wall, and warriors would have been able to stand up within those bastions, but up high in the bastions, so there'd be stairway or ladder leading to a platform, and they would be lookouts. And anybody coming, anybody with evil intent to try to attack that place is going to be faced with warriors who have a good bird's eye view of them, and they're loaded for bear with arrows and spears, and really well defended. Other archaeological evidence at other mound sites shows that these palisades were pretty damn serious. Not a Town Creek mound, but at least one other site that I'm aware of. There actually was a moat encompassing the site. So outside of the palisade, there's a moat. And I've even heard some speculation, and this is in the south, that the moat may have been stocked with alligators. So if you're thinking of, I'm going to swim across the moat and I'll climb up. Well, you're going to get eaten by an alligator or hit by arrows. And so maybe you would think it's not such a great idea. These places are effectively protected, defended the way medieval castles were, with their moats and exterior walls and their keyholes through which archers could rain arrows down upon the folks there. Town Creek Mound, a wonderful site. It's state-run site. Beautiful place to go. Again, it's North Carolina in the summer. It's pretty hot. This area, by the way, this is all area where the Cherokee Indians, the Indian tribe, populous tribe that lives there in this area today. It's where the reservation is. The people who built Town Creek are, I'm sure, related directly and indirectly to the modern Cherokee people. So, and they take ownership of this place. They consider it built by their ancestors. So go and see Town Creek Mound. See that beautiful palisade around it. Climb to the top of that, the primary mound. Walk into the structure and get a feeling for, well, you can walk out of that structure and look down upon all of your minions. Because now you can be the chief of the Town Creek, that village that is today the Town Creek site. And imagine what it must have been like 800, 900, 1,000 years ago. To be living there in North Carolina and to be the leader, the ruler of all that you see. So go see Town Creek Mound. Again, it's a beautiful mound site.
Yeah, the palisade, the picture in the book is pretty great. I've never seen that, and I can imagine walking up upon that prehistorically and just seeing that and the awe you must have sensed to see something like that and all the people inside. So
and it must have, I think it also would have given you pause if you had evil intent. Yeah. You know what, we're gonna kick some butt. And you see that really tall, heavily defended, fortified village, say, you know what, maybe negotiations would be a better plan.
All right. Well, check out the pictures in the book and visit the links in the show notes and check out the special discount on the book from the publisher Roman and Littlefield. And when you get the book, take a look at Site 13 and read about Town Creek Indian Mound State Historic Site. That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle.
And edited by Richie Cruz.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.